he taught her. She's got the future in her hands, proud of roots of where she's.
I will not get this song out of my head for the rest of the day.
I know, I love
it. Now that I'm heading out to the Lorain County Fair where I get to see all the animals and everything else, I'll be thinking about this She-I-O. It's sort of a reimagining of the old McDonald tune. And here to tell us why and what it's all about, we've got the singer of that, breakout music star Maggie Rose joins us. And also we have with us one of the nation's female farmers, Lori Dotterer Butler. Ladies, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
All right, let's start with you, Maggie. What made you kind of think, hey, I could take this old children's tune and kind of update it and kind of show the importance of, I guess, women in farming?
Well, I think we were overdue for an update on this song, and Land O'Lakes had this wonderful idea with the All Together Better initiative to shine a spotlight on all these female farmers, which make up one-third of the farming population, and amazing people like Lori who work day in and day out to feed our country are worth celebrating. So I teamed up with Grammy-winning songwriter Liz Rose, and I got to reimagine a song that I think a lot of kids grow up listening to, and we're not including the female farmers. We're talking about his farm and his animals, and it's time that we include everybody.
Did you know about this or think about this at all before this project came to you?
Well, I think in my industry, there's a lot of women trying to shatter glass ceilings, so it resonated with me that there are women in the farming industry who are doing the same thing, and that's what drew me to it. And I learned so much more about it, Land O'Lakes being a co-op and being comprised of many women who are putting in the work. I wanted to celebrate them, and this felt like a fun challenge to take on with Liz Rose.
Lori, tell us a little bit about your family farm and some of the modern-day challenges you face.
So, yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm. We're milking around 900 cows, and I work right alongside my dad and my cousins, so we're a third-generation farm. Hoping to pass down our legacy to the fourth generation. But the challenges would be, well, you know, a lot of people aren't drinking milk anymore. There's a lot of alternatives on the shelf with, like, the almond milk and everything, and milk prices just aren't where they should be, and we're just not getting a lot of money for what we're putting out there. So that's a big challenge.
Did you know that this was going to be what you'd be doing? A lot of times when the generation comes up, they're not sure whether they want to stay on the farm. When did it actually hit you that this is really what I want to be a part of?
So actually, I was not wanting to be a farmer. I just saw how hard my dad was working, and I was like, I do not want to do that. But I came back after college, after finishing my degree, just to work until I found something in my field. And I just, you know, was given more and more responsibilities, and I just stayed, and I love it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I love working with family.
Do you find yourself following the same footsteps as your father, or are you trying new things or bringing sort of a different perspective to the farming industry?
I think both. I feel like I am following in the footsteps of my dad, but also with the new technology and equipment that are out there, it's more of a work smarter, not harder kind of deal.
Maggie, talk about this Feeding America partnership that's all part of this, too, with Land O'Lakes.
It's pretty awesome. Land O'Lakes has pledged to donate $1 for every share, tag, or comment on any of the CIO music video content, up to $100,000. So I think it's kind of a wonderful philanthropy to do in tandem with this All Together Better campaign for people like Lori who do feed America.
When they were shooting this music video, did you have any input into that at all?
Oh, absolutely. We actually got to go to Lori's family's farm, so all of the admiration that she's talking about that she has for her father was very apparent and for her whole family. And it was really cool to bring my whole band there. We brought our whole crew to your property.
There was like 60 people there. It was insane.
It was amazing. And it was just all about the camaraderie that I think this song is about and that this initiative is about.
Now, Lori, is that you in the combine? Who's up? Who's doing part of this? Did you get yourself into this video at all? Or?
Yeah, so they videoed me driving a tractor, and I'm like, you want to do what? But, yeah, it was pretty neat. There was, like I said, 60 people there with lighting and cameras, and when we were first asked this, we thought, okay, maybe 5 people with cameras on their shoulder, not 60 people on a production team. So that was interesting. That, like, never happens.
When do you find time for that? Normally, there's always something busy happening on a dairy farm like that. When did you fit that into your old work schedule?
Well, you just fit it in. We were really thankful that it rained the week before, and we couldn't get in the fields. So that was a huge help.
I bet, Maggie, when you go out to something like this, it's really impressive to see what one family can do and to help, feed America.
Absolutely. It was an incredibly inspiring project to be a part of, and I've learned a tremendous amount. And you can see that there are hurdles that women in every industry are trying to overcome. And she's very smart and hardworking. There's science behind what she's doing, and she gets up early. So today is nothing for her, and I just have a lot of admiration for people who are doing all this hard work.
Now, you guys probably get up at different times of the day. Someone who's a recording musician, they spend their nights. You, man, you're up before the sun for the most part.
Yeah, I get up at the crack of noon. But no, it's hard work what I do as well, but it's just consistent dedication. I think we both have that in common, and that's what's making this collaboration so much fun.
Right. Well, you're about to harvest something September, right? That's when your crop comes due for a new album.
I see what you did there. I like that very much. Yes, I've been working on an album myself called Change the Whole Thing that's coming out on September 21st. And much like the camaraderie that we had on this project, I did it live with my whole band of 13 people. We just recorded as one in Nashville, Tennessee, and really excited to put it out.
Where can people get more information about what you do and what's upcoming in your career?
Everything about me you can find at imaggierose.com. All my socials are also the same. And everything about this campaign is hashtag altogetherbetter and at landolakes.com/altogetherbetter.
Sounds good. Ladies, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank